is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild are on home ice tonight entertaining the Winnipeg Jets. They're honoring the 25th anniversary of the team starting here in Minnesota, with many of the players from that first unit planning to attend. There'll be a Marian Gabrick bobblehead giveaway for special ticket holders this evening, and Gabrick himself will be there, and he's happy to return.
It's crazy. It's been 25 years. You know, the time flies. I can just see it on my kids, obviously. But I'm happy that I can go back to the roots and a lot of great memories. I mean, I really loved my time in Mini. People were unbelievable players, and as we were expansion team, so it was very special, especially the, you know, couple playoff rounds we had. It was just unbelievable experience and start for my career.
Tonight's puck will drop at 7. The Wolves were outscored in the second half last night by 21 points. They lost at home to Denver 127-114. Jaden McDaniels had 25 points to lead the way, but says his team didn't play enough good defense.
We're just not together. Like, two of us might be on the same page and some might not. So we just got to be all on the same page, talk more, and just know what we're doing before the game we go out and play.
Julius Randle added 24. Anthony Edwards did not play because of a hamstring injury. The Wolves will host the Lakers tomorrow night. The Minnesota United and Seattle Sounders played to a scoreless regulation draw last night, sending the match to penalty kicks. The Loons won that 3-2. That gives them a 1-0 series lead in the opening round of the MLS playoffs. Head coach Eric Ramsey says Seattle's a good team, and he's glad to be up 1-0.
They're a really tough team to play against, and yeah, they finished beneath us, and we've had some success against them this year, but you look back in MLS history, they come into form at the right times. They've got a really deep squad. They've got some really good players, and almost getting better by the week at the moment in terms of availability. So I think it's not a small achievement that we've been able to be so competitive and ultimately win the game.
Game 2 of the best of 3 series is next Monday. This is MNN Sports.